On Monday, we read from your letters. Our program on the newly released transcripts from the McCarthy era got a lot of response, including this email from Doris Bitar of San Diego. My mother-in-law recently showed me family pictures, she writes. A few from the 1950s were torn in half. She said she'd been told to tear herself out of pictures because others could be incriminated by the government. My mother-in-law had been a union organizer during the Second World War and had belonged to a socialist organization. Several listeners requested information on how to find the McCarthy transcripts on the web. The link is on our website, npr.org. We received more personal stories during our program on last week's spate of tornadoes. From Patty White of Rochester, Minnesota, my husband, an air traffic controller, taught me and our four children how to recognize threatening weather systems. This knowledge likely saved my life. I was driving when I realized I needed to abandon my car and take cover. Less than 30 seconds after taking refuge in a tiny school building, the tornado struck. No news story can possibly compare to huddling under gym mats with windows all around while listening to a scanner live describing the devastation. As frightening as that experience was, what terrified me even more was knowing that the storm was tracking right towards my home where my children were tending themselves. I'm thankful for a husband who took the time to teach us how to recognize threatening weather and how to take appropriate cover. Many of you wrote in with tornado questions that we didn't have time to address, so we've invited Joe Schaefer back to the program. He's director of NOAA's Storm Prediction Center. And Joe Schaefer, good of you to make time for us again.
I'm glad to be back.
Chris from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, wants to know, is a large display of weather energy a symptom of global warming?
We've tried to relate it to changes over the last 3 to 4 decades. We tried to relate it to El Nino, and we've really found no definitive one-to-one relationship whatsoever.
Justin Isaac from Livermore, California, wondered if meteorologists can track a weather system from the West Coast as it crosses the country to predict tornadoes in the Midwest a few days later.
That's a good question. What we can track using satellites is we can track disturbances in the upper air flow as they come in off the Pacific, cross California, go across the mountains. In a way, we're tracking the energy in the upper levels of the atmosphere, but we're really not looking at the tornadic storms in advance.
And from Mary Zins in Miami, is a car a safer place to be than a ditch on the side of the highway or a mobile home?
The problem with automobiles is they go airborne very easily. When they drop from the sky, they very easily get crushed. There's glass all the way around them, so you have debris that breaks the glass. What we recommend is that you be alert and don't get into the situation where you have to make this choice. If there's any buildings at all, get inside. You know, go knock on a stranger's door. The best thing is to get out, get inside a building. Failing that, I would personally find the ditch, cover myself up with something, even if it's a blanket, seat cushions, whatever, and keep my head covered. I would not, and I can't repeat this too strongly, the thought that you can take cover under a highway overpass has been proven to be wrong. What happens is the wind gets faster under the overpasses, there's nothing to hang on to, and you get debris piling up. It is not a wise place to go.
Joe Schaefer, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Joe Schaefer is director of NOAA's Storm Prediction Center, and he joined us from his office in Norman, Oklahoma. Our segment on the question on the PSAT test in need of a correction brought in its own correction. Seema Rabinowitz writes, I appreciated your story on the PSAT grammar woes, but I think I heard a grammar mistake in the introduction to the story. Well, Seema is right. Mea culpa. We said a revised set of scores are on the way, and Seema says, shouldn't the sentence read a revised set of scores is on the way? Thanks for the correction. And 10 days ago, a caller named Alan Craiglow questioned the events of September the 11th. Specifically, he said there was video that showed that number 7 World Trade Center fell in what he said was a controlled detonation before either of the much taller twin towers. He then sent us an email directing us to a website which speculates about the collapse of number 7 World Trade Center but presents no evidence to support any of Mr. Craiglow's claims. The fact is that number 7 World Trade Center collapsed at about 5:30 in the afternoon. We read from your emails every Monday. The best way to reach us is totn@npr.org. Please remember to put the subject in the topic line and include where you're writing from, your name, and a tip on how to pronounce both. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, Setzko Sato, Justine Kennan, Alicia Montgomery, and Megan Williams. Chad Campbell's our director. Brendan Banizak is our production assistant. Our intern is Lauren Johnson. Kevin Wade is our technical director. He has help from Vince Muse, Stacey Abbott, Mitch Eaton, and Neil Tevault. Alan Silva is the senior editor. Sue Goodwin, the senior producer, and the executive producer of Talk of the Nation is Leith Bishop. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.